So, what we wanted to do, just to tighten up from last time. So you have a question that says if you turn the shofar, if you reverse it, turn hafach, if you somehow make it backwards. So it's yinah yotze, because it's the havarta. Kederach she'ayal mevira mechayim. It has to be the same way that that it was on the ram in life, when it was alive. So therefore, it's reversed, it's no good. So for starters, we said it means a shofar is not just a manufactured entity, but it's a natural, it's a horn, it's a ram's horn. So therefore, if you sufficiently differentiate it from that which emerged, that which was on the horn, on the ram, that's just another musical instrument, that's not a horn. So it has to be, it can't be differentiated, it can't be different, it can't be make an essential type of a change to the thing. Okay, so basically it's supposed to be the same as the animal. It has to still be ram's horn. So if it's different, then it can't. Then it's not a horn anymore. Now it's just a different thing. You're just using shofar material to make a new instrument. That's not a horn. So that's not good. Fine, that's just the basic idea. But now the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean that if you reverse it? So the Gemara says... Don't say that it means that you invert it like a shirt inside out. Rather it means that you invert it like a plug-in. Okay. Rather it means that you widen the narrow side and narrow the wide side. Okay, that's what it means. So the question is, what does it mean? Don't say. Why shouldn't you say? What does it mean? So one shaman. Don't say that if you flip it inside like a shirt, because that's positive that that's possible. Of course that's possible. Right? That's worse.
So now it'll just work?
Yeah. Yeah, that's of course possible. Rather... Okay. Rather say that it means that you... that even if you only widen the narrow the wide, that's also possible. That's one way. The other way is to say, no, the opposite. Don't say if you flip it inside out, because flip it inside out, that's fine. No problem. Only problem is if you widen the narrow, narrow the wide. I say like opposites. Yeah. So according to the first way, it's saying is that they're both possible. It's saying is that widening, flipping inside is even worse. And the second way is saying that no, that that's even better, because whatever, for some reason, that's better. That's not a problem. Right? That's not a problem if you reverse it inside out like a shirt. So the question is, what's machlokas, right? What's the question of which one's better, which one's worse? And he says, the Yerushalmi says, when it says that it's... the Yerushalmi seems to go that they're both possible. Because it asks, it says, what's the problem with doing it inside out? Why is that any different than just thinning out the surface, thinning out the wall? Because that's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to make it as thin as you want. So why is there anything out if you flip it inside out? So the Yerushalmi says, no, because you knock out the space, the chala. So now you, whatever that means, you're mevatel the chala. You knock out the space. The space changes, because the space used to be the inside. Well, it used to be the inside, now becomes the outside. As opposed to if you just thin it out, that doesn't change. So he says, see from the Yerushalmi, that they're both a problem. Both flipping it inside out, or open or widening, narrow, that's also, they're both problems. But it says, the Yesh Mefarshim, one of the Peshatim in the Rosh says, no, that's okay. That's better. Doesn't matter. If you flip it inside out, doesn't matter, because at least the wide is still the narrow, and the narrow is still the wide. Yeah? So we wanted to explain that. So the way the Svarim is saying it, just maybe to simplify it, is that there's two different ways you can understand this halacha of derech havara. And it has to be like the way it was on the horn, on the animal. One way is the way Rashi says it. It says that the animal, the shofar, must be like the aisle carried around. It must be identical to the way the ram carried it on its head. You're blowing that which he was carrying. Okay? Right. The other way is the way the Rabbeinu Menoch expresses it, a little differently. He says, because the derech havara then would mean the way that the animal carried it or passed it while it was walking around. The animal was carrying it. Right? Havara, the way it was passed. By who? Rashi, it's by the animal, the way the animal carried it around. Okay, but the Rabbeinu Menoach on the Rambam says there's a little bit of a different way to say it. He says, 6. There we go. It says, "She has shofar mesukan kederach shemasirin oso mi al rosh ha-behema." That the shofar should be the way that you removed it from on the head of the animal. Okay, and the way that you removed it. So what is he, according to him, who's derach havara? Who is he talking about? What does havara mean according to him? Derach havara, so? The way it's passed, or... So it seems like he's saying the way it's removed, the way havara, the way you pass it or you take it from the animal. He's not saying the way the animal carries it, but the derach havara means the way it was removed. The way it was like taken off of that animal. So he's saying derach havara means. It means the shofar, which you blow, it has to be the same shofar that you remove from the animal. Okay? The way it's removed. You can't make a real change in it. It has to be that which emerged from the head of the animal. The difference is it similar to the body part of the horn, which the aisle carried around? Or is it similar to the instrument which was removed? Okay, is it saying that it must be that instrument which was removed, and the process of removing it creates an instrument that has to be that instrument? You can't make an essential change in the instrument which you removed. Or is it saying is that it must resemble, the shofar must resemble the body part of the horn, right? Body part of the horn. They're two different ideas, right? You with me so far? Okay. So we're saying, what's the difference? So the difference is that in the framework of an instrument, so there are different components of a wind instrument. Okay, there's the mouthpiece. Right, there's the part where the wind comes out, right, and then there's the toch, the inside, right. The inside is which directs the sound that bounces off of, or so to speak, all the stuff happens, is the toch, the inside, right. So you make the noise or whatever with your mouth by the mouthpiece. The sound goes, bounces around, and then it comes out the other side. So like you could say, there's like three components, you know. Arguably, the major one is the inside. But I don't know if it's dependent upon that. But the outside is not really a part of the thing. I mean, I guess there's an outside because there's a border, but it's not really part of the instrument. Right? The instrument doesn't involve the outside of the shofar. The outside is just where you hold it by or whatever, you know? So therefore, if you say that the instrument must be identical to the instrument which you took off, so then if you take the inside, which was the part which made the sound, and you make it not part of the instrument anymore, you make it on the outside, that's no longer part of the instrument. Now it's just the part you hold on to. So you've basically removed that component of the shofar and replaced it with a different inside. But essentially, you've taken the toch, the chalalo, the chalal is the cavity, right? You've taken it, removed it, and put in a different cavity. So that's an essential change in the thing. It's a different instrument, right? But if he says, not only is that possible, but even if you don't do that, but you take the mouthpiece and the opening and you reverse those, that's also possible. It's not only if you're mevatel a component, if you're mevatel the chalal, which is the part where the air goes through, but even if you reverse the components, so you'll say, look, I still have the same components. I'm not knocking anything out. I'm just reversing them. Those are the in and the out, the reverse in and out. So that's also considered a ripsol. That's also differentiates it from the original instrument, and therefore it's possible. Okay, you with me? Right. But they're both going to be possible. But if the idea is the other way, then that's, by the way, that's the first Yesh Mepharshim, and that's like the Yerushalmi. But the second way, I think that I may mix it up first and second. But so the other way is that it must, like Rashi, I'm learning in Rashi's way of reading, is that it must look like the ram's horn. It must be the same thing that the ram carried around. What I'm saying is that insofar as a ram's horn is concerned, there's no idea of the challah, the space, the inside walls. Because first of all, it's not even hollow when it's on the animal's head, right? It's not, that part is not really, you can't say it has to have the same inside. There's no inside. I mean, I always had this filled with whatever. It's not really in the inside, and now it doesn't have that significance. And I'd say is in a horn, the essential idea of a horn is it grows from the head, and it grows into the air. So So there's the part which is attached to the head from which it's growing, and then there's the part which is going into the air. And I'd say there's no, the horn doesn't have like a another dimension, like the width or the thickness of it. That's not, or at least it's not, it could be, it does in reality, but halachically that's not a component of it. That's like an accidental thing, like yeah, it has width. And you see that because you see you can thin it out as much as you want, and there's no shear on the width of the shofar. So apparently that the width of the wall is not really a component of the shofar. The shofar just has, like I guess, two dimensions. So it goes, you know, as around, and it goes out. It doesn't have that third dimension. It's not there's no shear on that. So that's what it shows. The Rishon says, you see, you can thin that out as thin as you want. So that could be as thin as you want. There's no shear whatsoever because there's not a horn. Just has doesn't have a. That's not a component of it halachically. Halachically, it has the part of the, you know, the opening, and then the part which grows from that, and the part which goes into there. So it says if you switch those, then you're making an essential change in the horn. But if you flip it inside out, that's not an essential change. You still have the same part which is attached to the head, and you still have the other part. The fact that it's inside out isn't an essential change in the horn, because in the horn, the inner or outer wall isn't a component, isn't a recognized component of the not halakhically recognized component of the horn, so far as the horn is concerned. And the space is an idea of an instrument, that idea of the challah. But in the framework of the horn, that's just that's what we're saying, is don't say that it's talking about where you're turning it inside out. Because the wall is not, since the wall is not a, the wall, is merely just, it's like, you know, the wall is just that which, it's a horn has extension. So in order to have extension, you have to have like a wall. But the wall itself doesn't have thickness. It's not a. It's just like a surface. It's that which gives the horn extension. But it doesn't have like a characteristic, like the inside of that and the outside of that. It doesn't. There's no thickness to it. It doesn't have this, and therefore it doesn't have a property of the inside and the outside. And therefore, if I change it, you don't say I've changed it. I say I still have the same. I still have an extended shofar, and the change is merely accidental. Halacha d'Achavara can mean, if you say it means like Rashi is saying, the way the animal carried on its head. So you can't say that it means even including the thickness. Because when it carries on its head, it's solid. It's not hollow. And when it's on a shofar, it's hollow. So you can't, so that, d'Achavara can't include that. D'Achavara has to be limited to the, to the length, to that which is can't include the thickness part of it, or the surface has to just be the manner, means the end of the two ends. Because you can say it has to have the wall, but the wall on a shofar is the hollow, is the inner wall of the shofar, and in the animal, it's not really, there's no real significance of the fact that it's that thing. I mean, I guess it's the bone as opposed to the marrow which fills it in, but I don't know if that's significant. So it's not going to really resemble the same thing as it grew on the animal, because it wasn't hollow. So I'm saying, Derchavar, if you're saying like Rashi is saying, you're going to have to limit it, exclude that. So I'm not saying that like it would have to in that way, but I don't think you could have had the halacha the other way. So he's like, Derchavar also is a lima, and it's telling you that the shofar must resemble the horn. It must be the same as the horn or something. It's exeris akasav, that the halacha against the shofar must be the same as the horn. Now, in what regards? So we have to figure out what regards the Torah is kovea. What I'm saying is that it can't mean it has to be the identical thing which the animal carried around, because that's not possible. It's one's a horn, one's a shofar, one's hollow, one's not hollow. So I'm saying, so what components in what regard could it be identical? What kind of components are salvageable, so to speak, after you process the shofar? In which regard is the horn the same as that which grew on its head? Because when it grew on its head, it was not hollow. You know, now it's hollow, and now then it was full. So what does have this in common with it is the, like, so to speak, you could say the external appearance. It has the end, you know, the thin part which came out, grew on the head, and is a thin part of the instrument, and the thick part which is exposed to the air, and now that's where the air goes through. So that's the manner in which Derech Havarah, so it's possible. So when the Zeres HaKosov is telling me it must be the same as the animal thing which grew on the horn, it's telling me that you can't change those components. The horn, just like a horn has a thin and a thick, the instrument has the thin and the thick. But it's not telling you, just like the horn had an inside and an outside, the horn didn't really have that. You know, so it's telling you that the horn, that you can't change around the thin and the thick. That's what it's telling you. It should be the same way. It should resemble the horn in that the horn had this part, this thin part and the thick part. Your shofar should have that same thin and thick part. And to say that it has to have the same outside, if the horn had an inside and outside, then it could be, you would say, don't change those. But that's not really a property of the horn. I'm saying that's not the area in which it's saying that it should resemble that. You know what I mean? I'm just shifting a little bit. I'm not saying that horns don't have insides or outsides. I don't know. Horns could have whatever they have. But apparently the halacha was koveya, the chefetz of shofar. For whatever reason, it was not koveya with a thickness and an inside or an outside wall. It doesn't have that, because you see garda, you can narrow it out from the inside or from the outside as thin as you want. That's Yishami's point. So apparently there's no chafza, there's no shear in the thickness, and there's no chafza of the thickness. It doesn't have a halachic, because if it did have a halachic identity, then it would have a shear to it. But you see, you could remove it. You could remove the outside, you can remove the inside. So you don't have to have it. So what's the, what then? But you can't remove the thing altogether. But the answer is, of course, you can't remove it altogether, because the shofar has a length. And you couldn't have a length of, let's say, 3 tefachim if it didn't have a wall. So you can't imagine having a long shofar which didn't have any thickness. So it has to have a kol shu of thickness, but the kol shu isn't a shear; it's just that which allows it to have a length. So, but it's the kol shu isn't a conceptual component of the shofar; it's just that which enables it to have a length. So therefore, if you reverse it, you can't say, "Well, now the inside changed with the outside." There's no that's not a component. It's not an inside and outside. It's just that which gives it length. So it gives it length in the same way. It doesn't have components to it, inside and outside. So that's what Yishami's question is. How could you say reversing it is a problem? You haven't made any change in the shofar. It's exactly the same shofar, because that's not a component of the shofar. So the Yishami answers, no, you've been vata chalalo. It's cavity, it's space is changed, is knocked out, is destroyed. So what is in space? I'm saying space is an idea and an instrument. An instrument, a wind instrument, has a space, has a cavity. So if you learn the thing like the Rabbi Manoach, the idea of Derech Havarasu is that the instrument must be the instrument which was taken from the shofar. It can't be different. So then you'll say, well, when I change it, when I reverse it, now it's halal, it's different, because there's a space which is naturally part of the instrument. I take it off, I hollow it out, that's the space, that's the cavity. Now when I turn it inside out, I've destroyed that cavity and created a new cavity. So even though the inner wall and outer wall isn't a component of the substance of the shofar, if you learn a shofar as a musical instrument, the substance, so to speak, the abstract substance has sides, but it also has a challah. It's a different kind of a substance, but the space is a part of the substance of an instrument. Right? There's the shape of the space, or, you know, it's a component of the thing. So I've destroyed the space. Not that I've changed the inner wall, outer wall. There's no inner wall, outer wall. And why could I thin out the inner wall, outer wall? Because I'm not changing the space. The space is still the same. I'm just thinning out the substance, but the space is the same. But if I reverse it, then I've been vata l'chalal, so that's not derech havarasu anymore. That's what it says. That's definitely possible. But that's assuming you look at derech havarasu as the din of the instrument. But if you look at derech havarasu, the way Rashi describes it is that it must be the same thing that the animal carried around on its head. There's no space in the thing that's being carried around on its head. There's no cavity. It's not a cavity. It's not that type of a thing. It's not an instrument. It's just a worm. So now then you have, all you left is the substance, which it must be the same as the substance carried on the tab. But those parts which are part of the halachic shofar. Now you see the shofar doesn't have a thickness. So it must mean the thing had a thin part and a thick part on the horn of the animal. It had an opening and a growing point and an air point. And those must still be the same. Your shofar can't change those components. But you'll say, could it remove the inside or remove the outside? Yeah, that's not part of that. That part of the horn doesn't register. That part of the anatomical entity of a horn doesn't register on the shofar. Just like the marrow is part of the animal, but it's not part of the part of the shofar. And I'm sure there are other lots of different white blood cells or whatever stuff goes on inside that. I'm sure there are a lot of anatomical components inside of a horn, which aren't necessarily in a shofar. You clean them all out. So not ever, they don't have to be identical, but insofar as the components which do exist in a shofar, namely you see the mouthpiece and the opening and the thin part and the thick part, those are part of a halachic shofar. And those are part of a horn. So the saying is derech habaras, it means those can't be changed. You can't destroy those. It has to be the same way the animal had it, your shofar has to have it. So what is the import of that? You can't widen an arrow. And then you're changing the shofar. The question is that they're opposites far, as I explained that they're opposites. What I'm saying is in the framework of the physical substance of the shofar, so you see the length is a component, and the width, the inner, the inside, outside, the width, which is where the inside and outside registers, is not part of the substance. So therefore, it makes sense. In that framework, of course, what's more essential and more important is the wide side and the long side, because that, the narrow side. Because that's what the other part doesn't even register. But in the framework of an instrument, so I'm saying is more essential but more of a serious change is to knock out a component of the thing as opposed to just reversing two things. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, since they're different frameworks, see, you can't have opposites if you're in the same framework. In the same framework, you could have quantities is more important, less important, how significant is this? When you have different frameworks, then you could say, you can have opposites because you're interested in different things. You know what I mean? Maybe this is also, I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying the machlokas is a shofar an instrument or is a shofar a thing. We talked about that prior. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the question is in derech havarasa. What's the halacha of derech havarasa? Shofar definitely has both components, both characteristics in different regards and different halachas. This is halacha derech havarasa. What's that a din? Is that a din that the instrument must be the same as it emerged when it, when you created it? Can't have a change in the instrument, or is that a din that the chafetza must reflect, or must mirror the shofar or the shalaya? So it's a din in that. So that's two different ways to define that halacha. So what emerges is in one framework, this is more important, this is less important, then it becomes reversed. But it's based upon just the difference on it's a different understanding of the halacha, but it's not like opposites; they're just different. And the oppositeness emerges just from that difference. But the difference in its own right is just two different ways of understanding is it a din in this or is it in that? So, they're not opposites. Set up the next thing. So the next thing is, Tosos wants to use this to explain why a shofar, which is broken into, which is cracked, or let's say a shofar which is broken into little pieces and then reassembled is possible. Because he's saying it's not derech havarasa. That's not the way it grew on the shofar. When it grew, it was a whole entity. It wasn't like a mosaic. It wasn't like an assembled thing or a thing glued together. It was a singular, unbroken entity. So now he's extending the idea from changing the components of it to when the shofar now has a new property of fixed or of a mosaic. He's like extending the halacha. The Gemara doesn't have this. You could have just said the halacha of derech havarasa means you can't change the components of the thing. But here you're not really changing the components. The thick is still the thick, the thin is still the thin. It's just that it cracked, so you're gluing it together. So you say, yeah, but it's still the thick is the thick and the thin is the thin. I'm not changing the components of it. But he's somehow extending that, which I think we have to explain. He's extending that, and then also he's trying somehow, he has to explain why the difference between the two cases are within this framework, which we only need two cases. One case where it cracks and you glue it together, cracks in half where it gets a line along, I guess that's the way Tosos is like, not like Rashi, so it gets a hole down the entire way, right? A crack, one crack the entire way, one length, but it doesn't fall apart, and then you glue it. And the second case is where it glues into a million pieces and then you reattach it, we glue it together. So there's two cases. So presumably, he doesn't spell out that much why you need two cases in this position, but presumably you have to explain it. That's what all the pshatim have to do. So what do you need two cases? And we don't know the order either. which one's the, you know, because the order he had in this two different answers, a switch, which one's the bigger chedesh or smaller chedesh, we don't know. And then in the end, Tosfos wants to say, originally, if you remember Rashi, and this is what we have to take up, Rashi says the problem is that it's a psula shnayim shofros. It's like shnei shofros. Tosfos didn't hold that. Tosfos says if it's two shofros, then what's the difference if it's broken to a million pieces or two pieces? And he rejected that. He rejected Rashi. But Tosfos at the end says, oh, but now, even if you want to say it's because of two or three shofros, there's no problem. Which is not clear, the way he's just throwing that in. Even if the psula is shnayim shofros, in kasha klum. I mean, but that was, he just attacked Rashi, and that was this whole, I mean, I have to go back into it, but he attacked Rashi, he says it can't work out two or three shofars, then he gives his answers, and then at the end, he just throws it, oh, and even if you want to say two or three shofars, it's no problem. What's he doing there? It's not clear what he's doing there. So it's also not clear if that's part of the third shot, or is that just, I don't know, somehow. So I don't know, maybe we can understand that. But at the very least, I'd like to understand is what's the two steps? Could we explain how exactly he's carrying the Habarasa to this? If the other pshat didn't apply, how's he carrying it over, and what are the steps? And it'll be nice if we get that last thing, and then we have to get to Rashi, which is to defend Rashi against those questions. And to do that, I think we'll try to do it on our own a little bit, and then I think we should look at the Rashi. The Rashi has a little bit of a defense also. The Rashi, different part of the Rashi, but he attacks before when he starts with Tosus. He asks Tosus questions, but then he says he tries to answer it. And I forget if it's at the beginning of that, but it's there. Okay, so we got to work it out for us. What's this? This week we have normal, right, the whole week? And then next week we just have what? Monday, Tuesday, yes? Okay. So this should keep us busy. I mean, this will be plenty, because I'm going further than after this is the case of the show gets a hole. So we're talking about cracks, not holes. So next thing is holes. Okay, so this should be fine until Rosh Hashanah.